listeners are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesia's Community Empowerment Minister Muhaimin Iskandar visited a food service unit in East Nusa Tenggara today, urging strict hygiene and discipline in the free nutritious meal program. The initiative, a priority of President Prabowo Subianto, aims to improve children's nutrition and prevent stunting. The government continues to monitor food quality and deliver the Ensure program reaches students safely and effectively. That's the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mengadu, ku ingin kepadamu. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Seumur hidupku dan ku percaya. penuh hati biarkan semua manusia jadi saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku. Jangan abaikan.
Apa, Bar? Mau nembak gue lagi lo ya? Iya, Bar, gue mau kok.
Ku ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidupku, dan ku berjanji takkan sakiti.
Seharusnya aku lelakimu. cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya berlari. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersama.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Lembayung senja, lembayung senja, lembayung senja. satu. Di manakah itu? Menungguku ingin berjumpa di ranjang pasirmu. Diam-diam ku bawa kamu, yang penting ku punya satu lembar teman. Ada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku, lembai temanku. Nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku, terkuras ideku setahun penuh liburanku. Tolong jangan ganggu. Panjang pasirmu, diam-diam ku bawa kamu, yang penting ku punya satu lembayung temanku. Nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku, lembayung temanku. Ada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku, terkuras ideku setahun penuh liburanku. Tolong jangan ganggu. Jangan ganggu. Lembai temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku, terkuras ideku setahun penuh liburanku. Tolong jangan ganggu. Jangan
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ya si cakrawala di hatiku melihat dua indah bola mata di parasmu. Kala pipi berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi intan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Meskipun bintang tak temani malam, terang pun terasa gelap. Ku kan setia bersamamu kasih. Berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi intan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa-dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Janji
janjiku, ku kan setia
bersama kasih.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument. However, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you. From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bum bum dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bum bum dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish.
Jalan Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja, cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Kau ingin katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek indahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya aku lelakimu.
buat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek idamu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya berlari. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Kamu pendek indahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya aku lelaki. Seharusnya aku lelaki.
Should Be Me or Seharusnya Aku by Wijaya AD. And after this, I'll be playing you a song by Yofi Widianto and Hi-Fi, Semenjak Ada Dirimu.
Kuduga semuanya berubah saat kau memandangku. Bergetar hati ini,
kau berikan harapan tentang warna-warni hariku.
Katakanlah kepadaku janji indah yang ku tunggu.
Semua kini telah bersinar lagi. Takkan ku ingat dia. Semenjak ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya. Kau ada di sini.
hadirnya Pepe.